Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the health watchdog HICWA raises concern over hand hygiene and housekeeping practices at an East Donegal nursing home with 43 residents. We'll have a full report. The Taoiseach says arrangements are being made to ensure people who can't leave their homes are vaccinated. He was responding in the Dáil this afternoon to Deputy Thomas Pringle. The CEO of Spree Agus Sport in Carndonagh says they're very hopeful that an application for development in the town centre will breathe new life into the area. And Donegal Deputy and Sinn Féin Finance spokesperson Piers Doherty urges the Housing Minister to drop the arrogance and drop the government's affordable housing strategy. And later in the bulletin, Oisín is here with the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. HICWA has raised concern over hand hygiene and housekeeping practices at an East Donegal nursing home with 43 residents. The unannounced risk inspection took place on October 13th last year at Brindley Manor Nursing Home in response to what's been described as a significant COVID-19 outbreak at the facility. With all the details, here's Catherine Gaffney.
On the day of the inspection, the centre had an outbreak of COVID-19 affecting 11 staff and 30 residents. The residents were cohorted into two distinct areas, with residents who had COVID-19 in two units, and those residents for whom COVID-19 had not been detected were cared for in one unit. The outbreak was triggered when five staff had COVID-19 detected on the serial testing of staff in the designated centre. During the outbreak, 33 out of 41 residents and 17 staff out of a complement of 42 contracted the virus. There were two deaths in the centre associated with the outbreak. The centre had a good history of compliance with the regulations, and there was a clear management structure in place which consisted of the person in charge, assistant director of nursing, and the group operations and compliance manager. On the day of the inspection, the assistant director of nursing and the operations compliance manager were both working on the floor as the nurses in charge of the two cohorted units. Inspectors found that the person in charge was the only senior person rostered to work and available to support and supervise staff during the outbreak. As a result, staff did not have access to appropriate support and supervision in their work on the day, and a number of breaches in infection prevention and control practices were not identified and addressed. In addition, inspectors found that the oversight of key areas such as staff training, risk management, infection control processes, and housekeeping and maintenance was not sufficiently robust. There were sufficient staff on duty to meet the needs of the residents. However, inspectors found that staff practices and hand hygiene and housekeeping required further review and improvements. In response to the inspection, the registered provider said they would ensure the procedures consistent with the standards for the prevention and control of healthcare-associated infections published by the authority are implemented by staff.
And there's a link to that full report available on our website, highlandradio.com. That report there from Catherine Gaffney. 226 people were confirmed to have tested positive for COVID-19 in Northern Ireland today. A further four additional COVID-related deaths have also been reported. 307 patients being treated in hospitals today for the disease, 31 of them in intensive care units. The Taoiseach says arrangements are being made to ensure that people who can't leave their homes are vaccinated. Micheál Martin was responding to Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, who told the Dáil this afternoon there are people not getting vaccinated because they cannot get to the centres. Deputy Pringle stressed it's an issue which must be resolved as a matter of urgency.
People who can't leave their houses to attend the GP clinics to get vaccinated aren't being dealt with at the moment. I'm inundated with calls about it. I'm sure every other member in the House is here as well. And I think it can be dealt with by a bit of imagination of thinking.
Deputy Pringle made a very important point, which I want to acknowledge, in terms of the need to make sure that we can provide for people in their homes. Measures are being organised through GPs to do that.
There was a significant rise in the number of new COVID outbreaks in private homes last week. There were 188. That's an increase of 125 on the week before. There were 21 new outbreaks in hospital settings compared to 4 the week before. However, there was a decline in the number of new clusters in nursing homes, down 7 to 6. Overall, there were 372 new outbreaks notified for the week ending the 27th of February, up 181 on the previous week. It's been suggested that all passengers arriving into Ireland should have to provide samples that can be tested for COVID-19 variants. The idea for a broader approach to genomic testing was raised by a number of NPHET members when they met on January 28th. Health officials also agreed quarantine hotels would be an important part of the response to the risk from travel, but they're complex to set up. Dr. David Nabarro, the World Health Organization's special envoy on COVID-19, says all efforts should be made to keep new variants out of the country.
There is always going to be new variants that will come along, even with fabulous border controls and excellent quarantine arrangements. I think people still slip through. So I want the vigilance to be everywhere, in all counties, even those with low incidence, in order to try to keep the numbers down and get them down even further than they are right now.
Other news, and the CEO of Spree August Sport in Carndonagh says they're very hopeful that an application for a development in the town centre will breathe new life into the area. The €8 million application has been made under the Rural Regeneration Fund in partnership with Donegal County Council. Helen Nolan was speaking on Highland Radio's Business Matters podcast.
Support like that is absolutely key, especially something coming from the department. You know, when we spoke about funding there, we have a massive funding application in at the minute to the Rural Regeneration Fund in partnership with Donegal County Council, and it's to convert a couple of old buildings up the town actually into co-working space, a bigger space for our digital fab lab and a teenager dedicated youth space for teenagers, as well as changing facilities for people with complex needs.
Helen Nolan speaking there on the Highland Radio Business Matters podcast with Ciarán O'Donnell, and you can hear that podcast on our website highlandradio.com. It's also available on podcast platforms. A Donegal deputy is urging the Housing Minister to drop the arrogance and scrap the government's affordable housing strategy. The shared equity scheme would see the government take on a stake of up to 30% in a house where purchasers can't afford the full mortgage. A Sinn Féin motion in the Dáil this morning, however, sought to have the scheme scrapped, with a number of opposition parties saying it would just push up house prices. They also say it would increase demand while doing nothing for supply. Speaking in the Dáil, Deputy Pearse Doherty urged the Housing Minister Dara O'Brien to support the Sinn Féin motion.
It could see the buyer taking an overall debt equivalent to more than five times their income, bypassing the central bank's mortgage measures. And the measures were put in place for a reason. They were put there to protect borrowers and to avoid what the central bank describes as a credit house spiral. But this scheme seeks to sidestep these rules, risking further house price inflation. As the ESRI told the Housing Committee, this scheme will very likely lead to higher house prices. But they weren't the only voice. This was shared by the Central Bank and the Department of Public Expenditure, even its former General Secretary Robert Watt, who stated that the property industry wants this scheme because it will increase house prices. Minister, listen to that statement from Robert Watt. The property industry want this scheme because it will increase house prices. The ESRI, the Central Bank, other bodies all saying the same. But you are determined to plough ahead with this damaging policy despite all the warnings. And it is reckless, and it is a display of arrogance from you, Minister. The resources here are better spent in investing in genuinely affordable homes. We know that that is the real answer to what is needed. So what is needed is scrap this motion, drop the arrogance, and scrap the scheme, drop the arrogance, and support the motion from my colleague, Deputy Ona Brin.
And that was Deputy Pearse Doherty speaking in the Dáil earlier today. Orders have been signed to hold two by-elections in the Shannon. The last day for nominations to the rolls will be March 23rd, with polls closing on April 21st. The elections are being held to replace former Fine Gael Senator Michael Darcy and the former Derry-based Sinn Féin Senator Alicia McCallion. A major new housing development has been approved for the Waterside in Derry. Derry City and Strabane District Council's Planning Committee today approved the proposal, which will see the development of 295 homes. 110 of them will be detached houses, 166 semi-detached houses, 19 will be apartments. The site is located to the east of the Clunie Road, overlooking Coe Roundabout and surrounded by the Clunie Road, Ross Downey Road and Crescent Link. The Grantia Road A2 Clunie Road roundabout will be upgraded to accommodate access to the development. Signage has been erected at a number of illegal dumping hotspots in South Inishowen. There have been numerous incidents of fly tipping in the peninsula in recent times, which result in costly clean-up operations for Donegal County Council. Councillor Terry Crossan is hopeful that the erection of the signage will be enough of a deterrent. He raised particular concern over an incident which is now subject to an investigation. It involved the dumping of tyres in the Lisnagra area, but Councillor Crossan says it's a concern right across South Inishowen.
I got a large number of calls, so I spoke to one of our political activists over in the area of Calais, who outlined a number of what he called hotspots for these instances of illegal dumping. He also mentioned to me that there were areas where there was signage up, and that sort of area didn't seem to attract the same amount of this dumping. Monday morning I contacted the council. It was agreed that he would provide us with extra signage.
And indeed, hopefully this signage now is enough of a deterrent, because I'm sure you don't want to be erecting CCTV across the peninsula.
CCTV isn't always the answer either, and it's quite costly. You find that people just move locations, and you know, that can be quite problematic. We had a very serious case last week in the very picturesque area of Lisnagra near Iskeheen, where we got a report of a large number, maybe up to 40 tyres being dumped alongside the road. And when we investigated it, there was a process in place whereby they were going to be buried underground and covered over. But thankfully, we were able to speak to the people involved. The council became involved, and the tyres have now been removed, and they have been disposed of in an appropriate manner.
Councillor Terry Crossan there. Well, there is no other that is providing learning and growth opportunities for marine tourism in Gaeltacht areas. Three information and networking sessions on the development of Gaeltacht marine tourism have been arranged for the coming weeks. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
The sessions to be held on the 11th, 18th and 25th of March are targeted at Gaeltacht marine tourism businesses or people who are interested in growing such businesses in the Gaeltacht. Attendees will have the opportunity to learn from national and international marine tourism experts, as well as successful enterprises, establish links with businesses in the Gaeltacht and get an understanding of good marketing practices. First up is the boat journey, which will focus on boat trips, fishing and how to attract visitors. The second session will be geared towards blue ways and the facilities available around the coast to enhance marine tourism. The third and last session will discuss water sports, water activities and experiences. These webinars are intended as practical sessions that will explore best practices in the marine tourism sector, selling the marine tourism experience online, as well as providing an opportunity to network with other marine tourism businesses in the Gaeltacht counties.
The Garda Commissioner is to look again at the resourcing of public order units and push for the early vaccination of Gardaí against COVID. That's according to the body representing rank and file Gardaí following a meeting with Commissioner Drew Harris today. The GRA met the Commissioner in the wake of the anti-lockdown riot in Dublin on Saturday to voice their concerns about the policing of future demonstrations. Meanwhile, the University of Limerick has launched an investigation to identify which students took part in a street party last night in Castle Troy. Three people were detained and Gardaí issued over 50 fines for breaches of the Health Act. In a statement, the university says any student found to have attended the gathering will face suspension pending a full investigation and possible expulsion. Higher Education Minister Simon Harris says the students' actions are indefensible.
This is an attack on our national effort. I mean, anybody who goes out and breaks public health rules is actually trying to set us back as a country. I mean, it is utterly indefensible. But let me be very clear. And this has been taken extremely seriously by the Gardaí.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all the training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie with nationwide next day delivery.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock and we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. A very good evening. We're going to start with cross-channel soccer. Alisson and Fabinho are both set to be available for Liverpool's Premier League meeting with Chelsea tomorrow night. Fabinho has missed the last four games with a muscle injury, while Alisson missed the one over Sheffield United following the tragic death of his father. And long-term absentee Diogo Jota could also feature against Thomas Tuchel's side tomorrow evening. But before that, there is games to take place tonight. Manchester United are 15 points behind leaders Manchester City, going into this evening's Premier League game against Crystal Palace. There's an 8:15 start at Selhurst Park. Edison Cavani may return for United, but Paul Pogba remains sidelined. The Red Devils have only won two league matches out of their last seven. Manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer admits the gap to City is big, but won't give up on the title race until it's mathematically over.
We have to go all the way. Don't think about City. Don't think about points tally. You've got to go every single game, step by step. You never know what's going to happen in definitely not in football and in sports. So do our job and don't have any regrets when the season's over.
Also this evening at 6 o'clock at Turf Moor, Burnley are entertaining Leicester. Injury-ravished Leicester will aim to keep their top four hopes on track. Harvey Barnes has joined James Justin and James Maddison on the sidelines, where there's also concerns around the fitness of Jamie Vardy and Johnny Evans. Leicester manager Brendan Rodgers says there's no point feeling sorry for themselves.
Of course, we don't have the depth of a lot of other squads, and you know we've got a lot of talent that is out. But yeah, we'll always look to find a way to gain a result. So that's what we'll look to do. I think for us, it's the process, going back to how we work, how we play.
One other game this evening, it's also at 6 o'clock, Sheffield United, the bottom side in the Premier League, are taking on Aston Villa. Mikel Arteta insists he's happy at Arsenal, following speculation he could be named as the next boss of Barcelona. Reports in Spain have linked him with a return to the club where he started his playing career. But Arteta says he's no intention of leaving North London just yet.
There's always going to be a speculation when there are elections in Barcelona. It's a huge team. Obviously, I was raised there as a player, and they're always going to be linked, but I'm fully focused to the job that I had to do here, which we have a lot to do, and I'm really enjoying it.
Back to the action tonight, and there's a big game in the Championship. A top of the table clash as first meets second at Carrow Road this evening. Norwich City are up against Brentford. Well, in Scotland, Rangers boss Steven Gerrard has backed his players to finish the job and lift the Premiership title this month. They travel to Livingston this evening, hoping to pick up one of the three wins they need to secure their first league crown in a decade. Gerrard knows it could be an exciting month at Ibrox.
I think we have to stay focused, we have to stay concentrated, because nothing is done or achieved. But we're really looking forward to what's next, and that's the only thing we should focus on. But we've got some wonderful opportunities in front of us in terms of what March is going to present, and then we want to go and grab it and capitalise on it.
More locally in the soccer scene, Derry City and Finn Harps will continue their pre-season campaigns this evening when the North West rivals meet at the Brandywell. The new Premier Division season, of course, starts on Friday, March 19th for both clubs. Cheltenham organisers have described the ground as good to soft and soft in places in their first official going report ahead of the 2021 festival, now less than a fortnight away. There's been no racing this year on the track, and clerk of the course, Simon Class, is expecting rain to ease conditions early next week.
Every expectation that come the beginning of next week, we'll be looking at ground that is good to soft, good in places. There's then a spell of rain, which will take us back to where we are at the moment, good, soft, soft. It might even flip it round to soft. But beyond next Wednesday, Thursday, it turns slightly cooler again and is looking like being a dry weekend before the festival. I'm not going to speculate now, and I wouldn't ask the forecasters to what's going to happen the week of the 15th.
In rugby, Ross Kane has signed a new contract with Ulster. The tight head will remain at Kingspan Stadium in Belfast until at least the end of next season. Tokyo 2020 organisers say a decision on whether overseas spectators can attend this summer's Olympics and Paralympics will be made at the end of the month. A Japanese newspaper has reported that overseas spectators won't be allowed to attend the games due to COVID-19 concerns. IOC President Thomas Bach reiterated their full commitment to making sure the event is safe for athletes and the Japanese people. He's also confirmed countries are making good progress in vaccinating competitors, but that having a COVID-19 jab won't be mandatory.
We have started this initiative, in particular with all the NOCs of the world, to have as many participants as possible arriving vaccinated to Tokyo.
Just finally in snooker, Jordan Brown has lost his first round match at the Gibraltar Open. The Welsh Open winner was beaten 4-3 by Rod Lawler. Earlier, Jared Green was whitewashed 4-0 by Stuart Bingham. And that's your sport for today here in Highland. Back with more as usual tomorrow morning. Donal.
Thank you, Oisin. There are calls on the government to consider increasing the limit on the number of people allowed at funerals to 25. A group of bishops has suggested the change, as the current limit of 10 is due to stay in place until the country moves to level 4. The latest data shows there were no new outbreaks linked to religious ceremonies last week, and a total of 15 so far this year. The Bishop of O'Connery, Paul Dempsey, says it would be safe to allow a higher number of mourners at funerals.
As I understand it, in relation to funerals, it might be around gatherings of people outside the church and so on. But the actual liturgy, the funeral mass that takes place within the church, huge effort has gone in with parishes right across the country to make sure that church environments are safe places for families to gather, especially in that most sensitive and heartbreaking moment where they're saying farewell to a loved one.
And a Donegal councillor says more and more people in the county are seeking support for house adaptations. It comes as over €1.75 million was confirmed for housing adaptation grants in the county. The fund, which supports home adaptations for older people, those with a disability and people with mobility issues, will see just over €1.4 million coming from government, with Donegal County Council providing €350,000. But Councillor Patrick McGowan says it is a step in the right direction, but he says it's clear there's more and more applications coming through.
We've got one of the largest allocations in the country, and I'm quite sure that the council will spend all the money they get, because particularly in the last number of years, it seems to increase year on year the amount of applications coming in from both elderly and people with disabilities. Certainly there has been an increase in demand for these kind of works right throughout the whole county.
And the weather forecast: dry and cloudy tonight and into the early morning, with just a few clear spells. A chance of some isolated light showers in northern parts, mist patches and a slight frost will develop under clear skies. Lowest overnight temperatures 0 to 4 degrees Celsius in light northeasterly or variable breezes. Cool and cloudy tomorrow with just a few breaks in cloud. Generally dry with just a few isolated light showers. Later in the afternoon, a band of light showers will spread in from the north, with highest temperatures tomorrow 5 to 7 degrees Celsius in light to moderate easterly breezes. Looking at the main stories in brief this evening, the health watchdog HICWA has raised concern over hand hygiene and housekeeping practices at Brindley Manor Nursing Home in East Donegal. The full HICWA report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. 226 people tested positive for COVID-19 in the north, according to latest figures published today. 4 additional COVID-related deaths reported. The Taoiseach says arrangements are being made to ensure those who can't leave their homes are vaccinated. Micheál Martin was responding to concerns raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Deputy Thomas Pringle. It's been suggested all passengers arriving here should have to provide samples that can be tested for COVID-19 variants. And there are the headlines. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the Highland Radio News team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 3rd of March. The death has occurred of Barney Duffy, 566 Millbrae, Stranorer. Funeral from his late residence on Friday afternoon at 1:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Stranorer Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorer. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Una McDermott, Ní McGinley, Rathgar Dublin and formerly of Ranafast and Letterkenny, County Donegal. Funeral will take place in Dublin on Friday at 11 a.m. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/camera/the Church of the Three Patrons. The death has occurred of E. Hugh O'Donnell, Largy, Killybegs. Removal tomorrow morning to St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass via his home in Largy. Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Due to current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Carrick Daycare Centre or Killybegs Community Hospital, care of any family member or McBrearty Funeral Directors. The death has occurred at his late residence of Patrick Pat Temple, Dunwiley, Stranorder. Funeral leaving his late residence on Friday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorder. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Mary Maura Milligan, Dunwiley, Stranorder. Funeral from her son Jerry's home at 15 The Weavers, Ballybuffet, tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorder. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Martin Gallagher, Dunmore, Carrick Finn. Martin's remains are reposing at his home. Due to government guidelines, the funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please. Funeral Mass will take place on tomorrow Thursday at 3 o'clock in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagry. Martin's funeral cortege will leave his residence in Dunmore shortly after the funeral mass ends for burial in the new graveyard, Annagry. Funeral Mass will be broadcast on the Colm Gillespie Funeral Director Facebook page and on the Annagry Parish webcam. Rosary can be viewed tonight on the Annagry Parish Facebook page at 8 o'clock. And the death has taken place of Eileen Gallagher, née Sweeney, 1 Dr. McCloskey Crescent, Glenties. Her remains are reposing at her home. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in St. Connell's Church, Glenties, with interment in the local cemetery. Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv/Glenties. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are strictly private, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Glenties Day Centre, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors, Main Street, Glenties.